This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in for another hour. We had some fantastic phone calls in the prior hour. We had some fantastic texts. I've been responding to texts all during the break, so thank you for your participation. And as you've probably heard me say before, this is the only medium where the audience gets to participate in the direction of the show. You can't do that with a podcast. You can't do that with something that's streaming. You can't do that with television. And a lot of radio today, they don't want to take callers. And so this show does that because it is participatory. You get to be a part of this experiment of marketplace of ideas, and that's why I like it. So you have the opportunity to take it in a different direction, to bring up things that maybe I haven't thought of. Listen, I'm not so narcissistic to think that I've thought of every angle to every story. That would be preposterous. Of course I can't. And that's where you come in, either through phone calls or by texting. And we've had great points on both this evening. I will mention, though, at the end of this segment, we do have an interview in the next segment, but any other time, phone lines are always open, 314-436-7900. Now, listen, we talked about the protesters. We talked about the unrest on college campuses. And so if there are any administrators from St. Louis University or Washington University that are listening right now, and this is a courtesy of the Babylon Bee, here are some ways that if you want to control what's going on with the campuses right now and the unrest and the protesters, here are seven, I think, fantastic ideas to control your campus this evening, tomorrow, and as long as these protests go on. I think these are the best solutions I've read. First of all, you halt the deliveries of all pizza rolls and all pizzas and fruit snacks to the campus. In other words, you shut down all deliveries. You can't get Grubhub, none of that. Domino's, Pizza Hut, none of them. You shut down the food, they're going to go. Secondly, you could tell them, hey, look, there's a Jewish person across the street and he's getting away and they're probably going to follow him. And then once they follow him off campus, you just don't let him back on. I guarantee you this will work. Here's a third idea. Throw granola bars that contain gluten. If you throw gluten-filled granola bars at the protesters, I don't know. They seem to be afraid of gluten. I don't know why, but they're going to run away in fear. So they won't resist. They can't resist, rather, the need to run and flee from gluten. So there's a good idea. Also, maybe if you required that the protesters have to be able to locate Gaza on a map before they get a right to protest. I mean, how many of these people can even locate Gaza on a map? I'm thinking 1 out of 100. I don't know how many, but not a lot. Number five, put up a sign that says free drugs this way, and you put the arrow that goes off campus. I guarantee you they're going to follow that sign for free drugs. And then again, once they're off campus, you just don't let them back on. Sixth, run around screaming, I'm unvaccinated. Because if you see how many of these protesters are wearing masks, they're outside. Why are you wearing a COVID mask when you're outside? I thought we were supposed to follow the science. The science says you can't get COVID when you're outside, but they're wearing masks. I don't know why. And if you've seen some of the protesters, maybe you're kind of glad they're wearing masks. I don't know. That's up to you. Seventh, if you require all protesters to bathe prior to protesting, you're going to cut those protests by 90%. I promise you. Terry has been holding. I'm going to get to Terry in the 2 or 3 minutes that we have left here. Terry, welcome to Camo X.
Yes, sir. I'm wanting to know about this Palestine thing. You know, Hamas, they let Hamas take over. They let Hamas take over. I feel sorry for the Jewish people.
Mm. Well, I don't know that they've let Hamas take over in Israel. They're battling them back. But
No, Palestine did.
Well, right now, you're talking about Palestine let Hamas take over Palestine?
Right.
Yes. Right. And right now, what we're seeing here is people complaining about hospitals being hit by Israeli defense forces, and that is a tragedy. But underneath those hospitals, Hamas has been basing their troops underneath hospitals. They had to know that was going on. That wasn't a shock to anyone. And yet then they complain when Israel responds.
Yeah. All they're trying to do is protect themselves.
And try to get the hostages back. You know, that's the thing. I've had several people texting this evening, or texting in and saying, why aren't we hearing more about the hostages? There's still over 100 hostages, including Americans, that are being held captive in Hamas-controlled areas of Palestine. And we're not hearing a lot about that today. And that's a shame.
No.
Well, Terry,
no,
I appreciate
protest.
You. Yes, exactly. That's all we're hearing about. Hey, Terry, we're up here on a break. We've got to take a break here, but thank you for calling in this evening on Camo X.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, my friend. I'm glad you were listening, and I'm glad that you called. Hey, coming up after the break, have you heard about this cicada apocalypse that we're going to be having? Well, that's another thing that we're hearing a lot about. All these cicadas are coming out, and how's it going to impact us? So who better to talk to than Dan Rottler from Rottler Pest Solutions? We'll be talking to him about the cicada apocalypse next on At Your Service, Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to Camel X, and we're talking the cicada apocalypse. Yeah, you've heard the stories about the cicadas. They're coming out of the ground like apparently they're going to be coming out of the ground like, you know, like zombies in a horror movie. They're going to be coming out. But what's the real story? What's actually going to happen? And what can you do about it? Those are questions that I had. And if I have questions about anything bug or pest related, I'll tell you who I call. I call Rottler, and Dan Rottler, president of Rottler Pest Solutions, is with us this evening. Dan, great to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
I got to tell you, your technician, Joe, has been out to my house, and he's been treating my house for a very, very long time, and he does a fantastic job.
It's awesome. Well, we definitely appreciate it. You know, the opportunity and the business that you give us. So thank you. And
you are welcome, sir. Now, we've been hearing a lot about this cicada apocalypse recently. Tell us about what we anticipate is going to be happening here in the very near future.
Yeah, so it's really just kind of a waiting game right now. We're waiting for soil temperatures to increase, and we're right there. As these days continue to stay warm and get warmer, we're looking for that soil temperature to reach at 65 degrees Fahrenheit, roughly about, like, I think 8 inches below the surface is what they're looking for. A good rule of thumb on that is if you're familiar with zoysia grass, if that zoysia starts to turn green, you know that, you know, most of your pest populations will also continue. And in this situation, that we're approaching right now is we're going to have two broods of cicadas popping out here in a matter of a couple days to a week or so or two. It's going to be an interesting time.
So these cicadas, they're underground, like what, in hibernation? Is that what they're doing?
That's right. Yeah, we got two different broods going on right now. We got the 13 and the 17 year. And just looking at it, and we don't spend a whole lot of time looking at cicadas, but, you know, we have to stay, you know, up to date with, you know, what our customers may ask about and other customers may call in about. And it just happens, you know, and it won't happen again for like another 200 years. So it's a combination of a 13-year and a 17-year cycle hitting all in the same time is pretty unique. And it may be a pretty interesting spring, or at least the start of spring.
Well, now we're talking to Dan Rottler. He's the president of Rottler Pest Solutions. And Dan, I've heard this number that there could potentially be trillions of cicadas. Is that right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the population size just, you know, can really build over time and you know, the right conditions and the, you know, the right timing really, you know, makes these cicadas really pop. We had a few bad years in the past, but it's been a little while. Mm-hmm. Last time I recall, I was walking on the sidewalk and there were, you know, dead ones all over the sidewalk. So it was pretty thick. And that was probably close to 10, 15 years ago.
I remember that. And I remember, Dan, that they were very loud. I mean, if there was a lot of cicadas out, it was almost deafening. They were so loud.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest, you know, one of the bigger concerns is just the noise. On the positive side, you're going to be dealing with, a smaller window. and, you know, that window we think is going to be anywhere from 4 to 6. And that's what, you know, a lot of research has shown that, you know, their main goal is to find a mate. And that's where that noise comes from. Mm-hmm. And then reproduce and put it back in the soil and you know, on to the next year. But
so you say 4 to 6, you mean like 4 to 6 weeks?
4 to 6 weeks. To, you know, from the start of the noise until hopefully the end of the noise and back to a semi-normal spring / summer.
Mm. We're talking to Dan Rottler, who, as you know, is the president of Rottler Pest Solutions. And Dan, I've got some relatives and friends of mine who are scared to death of every little bug, even if it's just a nothing bug. So I got to ask you this question. Are cicadas dangerous at all to people?
To people, no, and to pets even. There's no harm. They're not going to sting. They're not going to bite. It's just really just a nuisance, and the biggest nuisance is their presence, and mm-hmm. then the most noticeable is their noise, and you know, upwards of 90 decibels. And I think, you know, when you're talking about multiple, that volume just continues to build. So yeah, it could be very loud.
Yeah, and just to put that into perspective, I've been at baseball games where everybody's on their feet, everyone's cheering, everyone's yelling, and I've got a decibel meter on my phone, and I pull it out, and it hits like a little over 100 decibels when the place is rocking. So if cicadas could be reaching 90 decibels, I mean, that's like basically that's like being at a blues game going into overtime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that and not potentially having any type of relief. So, yeah, it may make for an interesting time outside, outdoors, which hopefully, you know, all these scenarios don't play out, but you know, there's other people that kind of get excited about this, and you know, it is a rare occurrence if you know, everything plays out. Mm. So we're kind of torn on it. Exciting in the bug world, maybe a nuisance in the consumer aspect.
Yeah, I can see that. And a lot of times when people call Rottler and they say, "Hey, come out to my house," I know a lot of times there are bugs or pests that could damage property. So, for example, obviously everybody knows termites can really destroy a piece of property, but even carpenter bees or all kinds of ants can destroy property a lot of times. But from the cicadas, is there any idea or any concern about them destroying property?
You know, we're not we don't deal a whole lot on the agricultural side. I know that there is some concerns with fruit bearing trees.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like for homeowners, from a homeowner's perspective.
We're not in any type of challenging environment other than you're going to need a dustpan and a broom and a leaf blower to clear off your sidewalk.
A leaf blower. So. Yeah, there's got to be – I've got a big yard, and I'm just envisioning it's going to be like when all the leaves fall, there's just going to be these mountains of cicadas in my yard.
Yeah, from years past, and I don't think we had as big of a brood, yeah, it was pretty thick from what I recall. So, like I said, if this year, as everything falls into place, it could be a pretty interesting one when it comes to cicadas.
Yeah, we're talking to Dan Rotler, president of Rotler Pest Solutions. And Dan, I got to tell you, last time we had this cicada outbreak, I read that there were ice cream shops that were selling cicada ice cream. Now, I'm not asking you a professional opinion about the benefits or the detriments of eating cicadas. I'm just going to ask you this. Is there any scenario where Dan Rotler would be eating ice cream with cicadas?
I haven't put that one on my list of any interest. But I do remember that from years past, so... We'll see.
I think I'll stick with cookies and cream. Thank you. I don't think I need to have a cicada ice cream. There's plenty of other good actual flavors of ice cream. So Dan, obviously, as you've laid out this evening, I don't think cicadas are going to be a big problem, just more of a nuisance. But if folks have actual problems with bugs and pests and rodents and moles and all kinds of things with their house, how can they reach out to you at Rotler Pest Solutions?
Yeah, so they can reach us on www.rotler.com, or you can reach out to us through a phone, 314-426-6100. That's our main line in the St. Louis area. You could probably find us on social media, all kinds of avenues. Our phones are open. While we do provide emergency services, we will try to respond. But most of the time, you can get us from 7 to 5 most evenings, and a little bit later at times. So
very good, yeah. Dan Rotler, president of Rotler Pest Solutions. Hey, thanks for taking out some of your valuable time to discuss the cicada apocalypse with us here this evening on Camel X.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you again. Hey, we've got some more stories to coming up after this particular break, including, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time unless there's more interest in folks calling or texting, but we're going to talk a little bit about how there still is content-based discrimination on campus, because we're seeing these protesters that are having a pro-Palestinian position who protest, and they're allowed to protest. But what would happen if, say, a conservative speaker would come to campus? Are they given the same rights and privileges that are being bestowed right now on the pro-Palestinian protesters? Try saying that 3 times fast. Brad Young, at your service. More after this on Camo X. Tell you the best text of the evening, folks, is this. Maybe the cicadas can drown out the protesters. Way to go, Mary Lynn, by combining the two topics we were talking about, putting it into one thought. Hats off to Mary Lynn, best text of the evening. And one of the other ideas that I wanted to talk about before I get to the January 6th convictions, because again, I like to bring out ideas and legal topics that nobody else is talking about. And I'm going to get to the January 6th convictions in just a moment. But there was a survey done in California at Stanford University. Now, I need to take you back about a year ago. And about a year ago, there was a conservative federal appellate judge. His name was Kyle Duncan, Judge Kyle Duncan. And I don't know if you remember this, but he showed up on campus. he was invited by either the College Republicans or the Federalist Society, I don't remember which, but he was invited to come and speak on campus. And what happened was, is that a lot of other liberal students were shouting him down, were screaming and hollering and wouldn't let him speak. And he was forced to leave because he was not allowed to give a presentation about his view of conservative legal thought. And so after that, this was a year ago. And the, first of all, when that happened a year ago, this is when a legal theory began to emerge. And the legal theory was this, that if you have a right to speak, then I have a right to shout you down to prevent you from speaking. In other words, and I'm not agreeing with this, I'm telling you what the theory is, that if person A wants to express their opinion and then wants to do so under the freedom of speech provided by the First Amendment, then speaker B has the right to shout down speaker A because speaker B's right of freedom of speech is such that they can shout down speaker A. That's this idea under the First Amendment that is now becoming in vogue in the left in this country. Unfortunately, it has no basis in law or fact. In other words, there's no legal cases that support that idea. In fact, it's the exact opposite, because by Speaker B shouting down Speaker A, they're preventing Speaker A from exercising their rights. So in the same way, right now, the protesters are preventing students from receiving their property rights, which is they're paying for a college education. For example, right now, Columbia University announced today that they're going to go all remote for the rest of the year. All remote. Now, if you had any kids in college or in high school during COVID and they did remote learning, there was a phrase that I started to use during COVID. I had my youngest daughter had to graduate from high school at a parking lot because it was during COVID. Spent pretty much her entire senior year going to school from the basement or her bedroom. And it wasn't cool. And so now Columbia has to go all remote. But remote learning, my comment at the time and still is that the remote part is accurate. The learning part was not. And I'm sure that if you have any personal experience with that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But because of the protesters now exercising what they claim to be the First Amendment right, which is not true, as I've already laid out, it violates the time, manner, and place restrictions afforded by the First Amendment. But right now, the Columbia College students are losing their right to graduate from college to learn and to obtain the full benefits of their college education that they or their parents have paid for. They're missing out on that right because of the exercise of First Amendment rights by the protesters. That is simply wrong. But back to this idea of conservative thought, when this Judge Kyle Duncan was shouted down by the law students, there was a big issue and controversy about that. So there was, and if you remember, this was right after COVID. Yeah, it was right after COVID or right before COVID. Political commentator Ann Coulter was trying to go to college campuses to promote her book. And whenever she did, there would be riots on some of these campuses. There would be dumpsters set on fire, trash cans set on fire. In one instance, police cars were set on fire. Trash was strewn everywhere. So in other words, they were preventing someone from speaking within the time, place, and manner restrictions afforded by the First Amendment. But they were preventing Ann Coulter from speaking based upon the content of their speech. Right now, the protesters who are being arrested are not being arrested based upon the content of their speech. They're being arrested by the conduct that they're engaged in that's associated with their speech. And folks, that's an enormous difference, because while you may have a right to speak, you don't have a right to trash private property. While you may have a right to speak, as I laid out last hour, you don't have a right to do that at 3 a.m. While you may have a right to speak, It doesn't mean that you have a right to erect tents on private property and camp there indefinitely for as long as you want. None of those things are encompassed within the concept of freedom of speech. But back to Stanford. And this, I think, really goes to show what college campuses are like today. Many instances, not broad brush, but in many instances, this shows what a lot of college campuses can be like. Because we've had a couple of callers here in the previous hour talking about and advocating that the protesters are doing nothing wrong. I let them speak. We talked about some ideas. They were great callers. Great callers. But essentially, they were saying that people should have the unfettered right to speak. And yet, at Stanford University, a poll came out just 2 weeks ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Gotta tell you, the best text of the evening, folks, is this. Maybe the cicadas can drown out the protesters. Way to go, Mary Lynn, by combining the two topics we were talking about, putting it into one thought. Hats off to Mary Lynn, best text of the evening. And one of the other ideas that I wanted to talk about before I get to the January 6th convictions, because again, I like to bring out ideas and legal topics that nobody else is talking about. And I'm going to get to the January 6th convictions in just a moment. But there was a survey done in California at Stanford University. Now, I need to take you back about a year ago. And about a year ago, there was a conservative federal appellate judge. His name was Kyle Duncan, Judge Kyle Duncan. And I don't know if you remember this, but he showed up on campus. He was invited by either the College Republicans or the Federalist Society. I don't remember which, but he was invited to come and speak on campus. And what happened was, is that a lot of other liberal students were shouting him down, were screaming and hollering and wouldn't let him speak. And he was forced to leave because he was not allowed to give a presentation about his view of conservative legal thought. And so after that, this was a year ago. And the, first of all, when that happened a year ago, this is when the, a legal theory began to emerge. And the legal theory was this, that if you have a right to speak, then I have a right to shout you down to prevent you from speaking. In other words, and I'm not agreeing with this, I'm telling you what the theory is, that if person A wants to express their opinion and then wants to do so under the freedom of speech provided by the First Amendment, then speaker B has the right to shout down speaker A because speaker B's right of freedom of speech is such that they can shout down speaker A. That's this idea under the First Amendment that is now becoming in vogue in the left in this country. Unfortunately, it has no basis in law or fact. In other words, there's no legal cases that support that idea. In fact, it's the exact opposite, because by Speaker B shouting down Speaker A, they're preventing Speaker A from exercising their rights. So in the same way, right now, the protesters are preventing students from receiving their property rights, which is they're paying for a college education. For example, right now, Columbia University announced today that they're going to go all remote for the rest of the year. All remote. Now, if you had any kids in college or in high school during COVID and they did remote learning, there was a phrase that I started to use during COVID. I had my youngest daughter had to graduate from high school at a parking lot because it was during COVID. Spent pretty much her entire senior year going to school from the basement or her bedroom. And it wasn't cool. And so now Columbia has to go all remote. But remote learning, my comment at the time and still is that the remote part is accurate. The learning part was not. And I'm sure that if you have any personal experience with that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But because of the protesters now exercising what they claim to be the First Amendment right, which is not true, as I've already laid out, it violates the time, manner, and place restrictions afforded by the First Amendment. But right now, the Columbia College students are losing their right to graduate from college to learn and to obtain the full benefits of their college education that they or their parents have paid for. They're missing out on that right because of the exercise of First Amendment rights by the protesters. That is simply wrong. But back to this idea of conservative thought, when this Judge Kyle Duncan was shouted down by the law students, there was a big issue and controversy about that. So there was, and if you remember, this was right after COVID. Yeah, it was right after COVID or right before COVID. Political commentator Ann Coulter was trying to go to college campuses to promote her book. And whenever she did, there would be riots on some of these campuses. There would be dumpsters set on fire, trash cans set on fire. In one instance, police cars were set on fire. Trash was strewn everywhere. So in other words, they were preventing someone from speaking within the time, place, and manner restrictions afforded by the First Amendment. But they were preventing Ann Coulter from speaking based upon the content of their speech. Right now, the protesters who are being arrested are not being arrested based upon the content of their speech. They're being arrested by the conduct that they're engaged in that's associated with their speech. And folks, that's an enormous difference, because while you may have a right to speak, you don't have a right to trash private property. While you may have a right to speak, as I laid out last hour, you don't have a right to do that at 3 a.m. While you may have a right to speak, it doesn't mean that you have a right to erect tents on private property and camp there indefinitely for as long as you want. None of those things are encompassed within the concept of freedom of speech. But back to Stanford. And this, I think, really goes to show what college campuses are like today. Many instances, not broad brush, but in many instances, this shows what a lot of college campuses can be like. Because we've had a couple of callers here in the previous hour talking about and advocating that the protesters are doing nothing wrong. I let them speak. We talked about some ideas. They were great callers. Great callers. But essentially, they were saying that people should have the unfettered right to speak. And yet, at Stanford University, a poll came out just 2 weeks ago where 75% of Stanford University students stated that it was okay to prevent conservative speakers from speaking on campus. 75%. Now, if you were listening in the previous hour when folks were calling in, and the folks who disagreed with me, they were making very passionate arguments and expressing very actually cogent ideas about how there should be unfettered access to freedom of speech. But if that's the case, why is it that 75% of students at Stanford say that if you're speaking conservative ideas, it's okay to censor conservative speech? It's not okay to censor any other type of speech. Doesn't that quintessentially crystallize the issue that we have here? Because what we have on college campus is not a free speech issue. What we have is a content of speech issue. Because the left on college campuses say that if you're speaking on topics that liberals support, then you need to have 24/7 unfettered access to that speech with no restrictions, no interruptions, no arrests, no need to follow the law as long as it's liberal speech. However, if it's conservative speech, then 3 out of 4 college students are suggesting that it's okay to censor that speech because we don't agree with it. We don't agree with what you're saying. And as I love to talk about on this show, I don't care if you agree with me. I don't care if you disagree with me. This is the forum for discussing ideas. I'm not going to censor your speech based upon what you say. Now, I may cut you off if you curse. We may mute you if you don't have a dialogue back and forth. But that's not based on the content of the speech. That's based upon the character of the caller. And see, those are always different. So I'm laying out these ideas so when you're watching this stuff on television and listening to these kinds of protests on the radio, I want you to look at and think about this idea. If folks were on that college campus talking about being pro-life, would they have the same right of access to campus that the pro-Palestinian protesters are having right now? If you have a group of students on campus who are discussing the fact that we should be reducing social spending, would they have the same right to camp out on speech, camp out on campus, sleep in tents, not leave the campus, and occupy campuses? Would they have the same rights, so-called rights in quotation marks, as what we're seeing right now with the protesters? I think that anyone who is intellectually honest would tell you that that is not the case. If Ann Coulter were going to come to campus to promote her next book, could she camp out in a tent and talk for the next 7 days without there being cars set on fire, dumpsters set ablaze, and trash cans being hurled at Ann Coulter? I don't think so. I think you would have riots and mass hysteria if that were the case. Hey, we're on a break here. We've got a few callers who are holding. If you'll sit tight, we'll be right with you next on At Your Service. Well, we're rolling into our last segment here on KMOX. Thanks for sticking up and staying up late, rather, with us here on KMOX. We always appreciate you being out there, certainly on Wednesday evening. I also appreciate Jim, who's called in. Hey, Jim, welcome to KMOX.
Brad, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Let me try to get you off speaker. Okay.
Yeah, but hey, take us off speaker and talk directly into the phone. Don't listen to the radio. And what's on your mind, sir?
Well, to answer your question about whether or not if I think that the protesters would be treated the same if they were protesting something else, the answer is no. I don't want to go into detail about it, but I just think that if they were just protesting something like abortion or access to health care, I think that they would be just fine. But
right.
I think that because of what.
But my point was, if they were protesting conservative things, in other words, if they were protesting about things that a majority of college campuses disagrees with, then they would not be treated the same as the protesters. So what do you think about that idea?
Well, I don't want to go into detail about it. I have my own ideas on why and why not this has happened. What's happening is happening, and I don't want to share that on the radio now.
Okay.
But what I would like to say is we just approved $79 billion, assuming $10 billion will be going to Israel. I would like to know, when is the Vatican going to get its $10 billion? Because from where I stand, the Vatican and Israel are the exact same thing. They're a nation that's devoted to a religion. So if we're giving $10 billion to Israel, I think we owe $10 billion to the Vatican.
Okay. Well, hang on a second. You've thrown out an idea. Let me respond to that. Unlike the Vatican is an extremely small city, a country about the size of neighborhoods in St. Louis. And it's located within the country of Italy, which is a democracy. Unlike that, and the Vatican is not being physically attacked by any other countries. They're not being invaded. There's certainly no one storming the gates of the Vatican, kidnapping individuals and holding them hostage. So if you look at Israel, Israel is about the only democracy in a land where there is no democracy. And it's a country that's much bigger, that's under threats daily from their non-democratic neighbors. And so I think there's a big difference between the Vatican and Israel when it comes to the interests of the United States government. You disagree?
Yes, I think you're extremely underinformed about security at the Vatican. And I think that a nation that's able to maintain peace with all of its neighbors is a lot more valuable than a nation that's not.
How about
$5 billion? How about $5 billion? When is the Vatican going to get its $5 billion?
Well, the Vatican's never going to get their $5 billion, Jim. And I know you're using that hyperbole to make a point, but the point is that the Vatican doesn't have to defend themselves from rockets, missiles, and ballistic cruise missiles, and yet Israel does. And Jim, listen, I got one more caller I got to get to, sir. So I thank you so much for calling in this evening on Camo X. Thank you.
Okay, Brad. Goodbye.
Great. I've got one other caller. That's okay. We'll go straight to JD, who's been calling in. Hey, JD, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm stunned that someone can sit there and say he doesn't want to go into that or whatever with regard to your question. Was very direct. I mean, if you're not a political operative, why are we so afraid to have even-handed treatment of speech?
Yeah, that's baffling to me too, JD, because the idea of freedom of speech is that it is content neutral. In other words, we don't care what you say, whether you're for or against something, in favor of something, or protesting against it. The content isn't important. What's important is your right to express that opinion regardless of its content. But as I've already laid out today and this evening, that's not the case on college campuses. If you go and speak in favor of conservative ideas, you're shouted down, cars are set on fire, and you're driven off campus. And so there is content-based discrimination.
Right, and they'll say something ridiculous like, well, we're fighting hate. Well, who decides what's hate?
Exactly.
I mean, the cure for speech is more speech, not censorship.
Exactly. You have got it, JD. The cure for speech problems is more speech, not less. You are 100% correct. And yet, so often in America, we don't understand that. Look at the Biden administration wanted to start something called the Disinformation Bureau. And they were literally squelching speech on social media because they didn't like it. The cure for that problem is more speech in that marketplace of ideas. I'm so glad that you understand that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the show.
I appreciate you listening, and thanks so much for calling in this evening on Camo X.
All right. Good night.
Good night. So as in the minute or so that we have left here, this problem isn't going away anytime soon. We're going to continue to have protesters on college campuses. We're going to continue to see the coverage, by and large, of these issues be one-sided. We're not going to see a fair and balanced reporting of, number one, what's happening, and number two, what the rights are, and number three, whether the response to those protesters is within the bounds of the law. What you're going to see is that any attempt to squelch free speech is going to be deemed a violation of the rights of the protesters. And folks, that's just not the law. That's not, I've already explained it this evening. At Google right now, if you want to check me and do fact check me, you can Google time, manner, and place restrictions on freedom of speech. And you'll see all of the Supreme Court cases talking about this idea that free speech can and should be regulated. Not the content of the speech, but where the speech is done, how it's done, and when it's done. That complies with the law. Hey, coming up next at 10 o'clock, we have the best of Dave Glover. I'll be back next Wednesday night at your service, KMOX. Well, we're rolling into our last segment here on KMOX. Thanks for sticking up and staying up late, rather, with us here on KMOX. We always appreciate you being out there, certainly on Wednesday evening. I also appreciate Jim, who's called in. Hey, Jim, welcome to Camo X.
Brad, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Let me try to get you off speaker.
Okay. Yeah, but hey, take us off speaker and talk directly into the phone. Don't listen to the radio. And what's on your mind, sir?
Well, to answer your question about whether or not if I think that the protesters would be treated the same if they were protesting something else, the answer is no. And I don't want to go into detail about it, but I just think that if they were just protesting something like abortion or, access to health care, I think that they would be just fine. But
right,
I think that because of what...
But my point was, if they were protesting conservative things, in other words, if they were protesting about things that a majority of college campuses disagrees with, then they would not be treated the same as the protesters. So what do you think about that idea?
Well, I don't want to go into detail about it. I have my own ideas on why and why not this has happened. What's happening is happening, and I don't want to share that on the radio now.
Okay.
But what I would like to say is we just approved $79 billion, assuming $10 billion will be going to Israel. I would like to know, when is the Vatican going to get its $10 billion? Because from where I stand, the Vatican and Israel are the exact same thing. They're a nation that's devoted to a religion. So if we're giving $10 billion to Israel, I think we owe $10 billion to the Vatican.
Okay. Well, hang on a second. You've thrown out an idea. Let me respond to that. Unlike the Vatican is an extremely small city, a country about the size of neighborhoods in St. Louis. And it's located within the country of Italy, which is a democracy. Unlike that, and the Vatican is not being physically attacked by any other countries. They're not being invaded. There's certainly no one storming the gates of the Vatican, kidnapping individuals and holding them hostage. So if you look at Israel, Israel is about the only democracy in a land where there is no democracy. And it's a country that's much bigger, it's under threats daily from their non-democratic neighbors. And so I think there's a big difference between the Vatican and Israel when it comes to the interests of the United States government. You disagree?
Yes, I think you're extremely underinformed about security at the Vatican. And I think that a nation that's able to maintain peace with all of its neighbors is a lot more valuable than a nation that's not.
Let me come back to that.
How about 5 billion? How about 5 billion? When is the Vatican going to get its 5 billion?
Well, the Vatican's never going to get their 5 billion, Jim. And I know you're using that hyperbole to make a point, but the point is that the Vatican doesn't have to defend themselves from rockets, missiles, and ballistic cruise missiles, and yet Israel does. And Jim, listen, I got one more caller I got to get to, sir. So I thank you so much for calling in this evening on Camo X. Thank you.
Okay, Brad. Goodbye.
Great. I've got one other caller. That's okay. We'll go straight to JD, who's been calling in. Hey, JD, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm stunned that someone can sit there and say he doesn't want to go into that or whatever with regards. Your question was very direct. I mean, if you're not a political operative, why are we so afraid to have even-handed treatment of speech?
Yeah, that's baffling to me too, JD, because the idea of freedom of speech is that it is content neutral. In other words, we don't care what you say, whether you're for or against something, in favor of something, or protesting against it. The content isn't important. What's important is your right to express that opinion regardless of its content. But as I've already laid out today and this evening, that's not the case on college campuses. If you go and speak in favor of conservative ideas, you're shouted down, cars are set on fire, and you're driven off campus. And so there is content-based discrimination.
Right, and they'll say something ridiculous like, well, we're fighting hate. Well, who decides what's hate?
Exactly.
I mean, the cure for speech is more speech, not censorship.
Exactly. You have got it, JD. The cure for speech problems is more speech, not less. You are 100% correct. And yet, so often in America, we don't understand that. Look at the Biden administration wanted to start something called the Disinformation Bureau. And they were literally squelching speech on social media because they didn't like it. The cure for that problem is more speech in that marketplace of ideas. I'm so glad that you understand that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the show.
I appreciate you listening, and thanks so much for calling in this evening on Camo X.
All right. Good night.
Good night. So as in the minute or so that we have left here, this problem isn't going away anytime soon. We're going to continue to have protesters on college campuses. We're going to continue to see the coverage, by and large, of these issues be one-sided. We're not going to see a fair and balanced reporting of, number one, what's happening, and number two, what the rights are, and number three, whether the response to those protesters is within the bounds of the law. What you're going to see is that any attempt to squelch free speech is going to be deemed a violation of the rights of the protesters. And folks, that's just not the law. That's not, I've already explained it this evening. At Google right now, if you want to check me and do a fact check me, you can Google time, manner, and place restrictions on freedom of speech. And you'll see all of the Supreme Court cases talking about this idea that free speech can and should be regulated. Not the content of the speech, but where the speech is done, how it's done, and when it's done. That complies with the law. Hey, coming up next at 10 o'clock, we have the best of Dave Glover. I'll be back next Wednesday night at your service. KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.